I'm starting to, we're doing the Igros Kodesh, the fourth volume, and we're up to letter 903. But again, it's getting a little bit spooky because today's letter is actually today's date again. Baruch Hashem, Chav Tes Shvat, the 29th day of Shvat, and Tav Shin Aleph. You know, we've been studying the letters, and every day it comes out on the letter of the day. It's like getting, I don't know, getting kind of... Shalom uvracha, peace and blessing. I don't know. You know, then we miss a few days. We have Shabbos in the middle of everything else, and we come back, and it works out. I mean, I'm not sure for how long, but now it's working out for several days. It's 9:03, actually.
I got 8:59.
Good point. So now the Rebbe speaks to him. It's missing the opening over here. The Rebbe says you should add strength in setting up time for studying Torah publicly, and by bringing in Yiddish, Hasidic, and Jewish warmth and light in the houses of the Jewish people. This is also becomes the vehicle, this comes the pipeline to increase the warmth and the light in your own home. We can use a little warmth, a little melting of the snow, a little warmth, a little in the Arctic weather here, spiritually and also physically, which by the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, they're really one and the same. The spirituality and the physical, which means we utilize all the physicality to make out of it spirituality, and the spirituality infuses our physicality. This is my explanation. But he says, by people who are not Hasidim, it's also in a hidden way. It's hidden. They also have the physical and the spiritual together. But by Hasidim, there needs to be an open way. By Hasidim, you have to have it in a revealed way. And also, from above, it's given in a revealed way, because we live in a revealed way. The Ruchnis and the Gashmis that we have to combine, we give it also from above. So you see success physically, and you feel a excitement, a livelihood in a Hasidic word, and in performance of a mitzvah, and doing it from great joy. The Rebbe ends with a blessing for Mazel Tov and good health. Not sure.